USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to avert a trade war with the European Union, President Trump meets with a top EU official yesterday at the White House, announcing later that the two did agree
to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
No formal deal was reached, but the president says negotiations towards one will continue. There are reports in South Korea that North Korea will, perhaps as early as tomorrow, begin transferring the remains of U.S. service members killed in the Korean War to the United States. A Milwaukee police officer shot and killed by a drug suspect yesterday, Mayor Tom Barrett says.
Words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
That suspect's now in custody, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We told you moments ago that a Milwaukee police officer was shot and killed on duty yesterday. Meanwhile, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training is dead and a second officer wounded after an overnight shooting just outside Phoenix. A police spokesman says it happened after the two approached the driver of a car along an interstate.
During the struggle, one of the troopers lost his firearm to the subject. The subject fired at least two rounds from the duty weapon, striking Officer Dallin Doris.
Officer Doris expected to recover. The fallen officer, Tyler Edenhofer, had just graduated from the DPS Academy in May. An Iranian military commander is saying if President Trump starts a war, Iran will end that war. The general responding to recent threats on Twitter from President Trump, promising historic suffering for Iran if it was to ever threaten the U.S. again. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says a small explosion took place there today and was the work of just one person. A spokesperson for the embassy saying the suspect who detonated the small bomb only injured himself. Beijing police say the bomber injured his hand. It's not considered to be life-threatening. No word on what his motive was. He's said to be a 26-year-old man from Inner Mongolia. Scientists have confirmed that there's water on Mars. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
For the first time, they've detected a lake of salty water under the Martian ice. The lake is about a mile under the surface and stretches 12 miles across. The presence of water under the Martian polar ice caps has long been suspected, but not seen until now. The discovery raises the possibility of finding life on the red planet. Without water, no form of life as we know it could exist. Astronomers used radar data from the orbiting European spacecraft Mars Express to find the water. They spent at least 2 years checking over the data to make sure they had detected water and not ice or some other substance.
And the people around pop star Demi Lovato say they tried to stage an intervention for her a few weeks ago. Lovato recovering from an apparent drug overdose that she suffered on Tuesday, from which she is expected to recover. Find us at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.